Thank you so much. My name is Estella. I have come here now to do a follow-up of the trainees that we had for the PDC. And I'm so grateful to have gotten you at home. Be free to share with me some of your experiences. I'm going to ask you a few questions around. So feel free to answer the one you can, and if you cannot answer something, just say it's okay, I don't know that one. You will not be forced to. Okay? So thank you so much. I'm going to begin with, kindly introduce yourself.
I'm Odeke John Robert.
Yes.
I'm from Mora.
Mm.
Kabakuri village.
Okay.
I serve at PAG Church.
Yes.
Which sent me to attend the PDC training course.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. That is so good. Mr. Odeke, kindly, can you tell me what do you understand by the PDC?
PDC is a permaculture design course,
mm-hmm.
which teaches about how to care land for the earth,
mm-hmm.
and care for people,
mm-hmm.
and have a fair share,
mm.
and also reserving the ecosystem.
Mm.
That's how I understand it.
Okay, thank you so much. What did you learn after the 6 months?
The 6 months that after the PDC?
Yes.
I've learned how to make the compost.
Yes.
Then how to make the raised gardens.
Mm.
How to rear chicken.
Yes.
I've personally made the chicken tractor for the young ones.
Okay.
I've also learned how to mulch,
yes.
the crops, and how to catch and store energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Deke. Kindly, can you tell me what are you doing right now since it's dry season?
For this dry season, yes, I'm trying to make you. I'm making the rest gardens.
Yes.
Under the banana plantation.
Yes.
So that my bananas get is a growth,
mm.
and capturing the water.
Okay.
I've also made the compost.
Yes.
Out of the chicken droppings.
Okay.
And from the rearing of my sheep, I have the droppings of the sheep.
Okay.
That I'm using for mixing and making up a compost.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful, Mr. Deke. Kindly, can you tell me, have you started to use your training knowledge in practicals?
Yes, I have started making it.
Okay.
I've made it in practicals. I have planted asakas.
Okay.
I've learned how to make food,
okay.
out of the knowledge I got.
Okay.
I've also gotten, with the knowledge that I've got, when I planted first of all my tomatoes,
mm.
Before the training they were not getting well, okay. but now because of the training, use of the fertilizer, the manure that I make,
okay.
the crops do better. And the banana plantation should get better.
Okay.
They produce well and giving me good earnings,
okay.
out of the fruits.
Okay. That is so great. Can you kindly tell me how you've gained after using your training practicals?
Okay, before the training, my nutritional standards were not right.
Okay.
But after having the training, I have out of my chicken, sometimes I get eggs.
Okay.
With that, my nutritional standards are improving,
okay.
because I get money through the sales of chicken, and also I get benefits out of eating the eggs,
okay.
fresh as they are. and also I've started selling some of my my fruits from the bananas.
Okay.
And this give me easier life.
Okay.
Than before.
Okay. So can you tell me something about the change of attitude, like the behavior change? Has your behavior changed now?
Yeah. My behavior changed.
Hmm.
It's not as usual.
Okay.
I have learned to live in a very small area.
Okay.
And making life easy. Okay. Within that small plot.
Okay.
Because when I started living behind, I thought I would not have hope with this as little piece of land that I had.
Okay.
But with the permaculture knowledge, okay, after attending the PDC, I have learned that even with a small plot of land, you can survive,
okay,
you can make life easy, and you can even feed the larger family and also get the income out of it.
Okay.
So my behavior towards that attitude has been changed.
Thank you. Mr. Deke, kindly, can you tell me, have you communicated this to your neighbors?
Yes.
Or to your community?
To my neighbors, I have communicated, and some of them have learned how I'm doing my things.
Okay.
When I plant the banana plantation, they also plant all around, as it is seen in the compound. My compound is next to a neighbor who has also done like I have.
Okay.
And they'll ask me as to why I plant them even in around my courtyard in the front of the house.
Okay.
I tell them it's good to capture water so that you get food out of the plantation than letting the water run.
Okay.
So they have liked what I do.
Okay, that is beautiful. So what do they say?
They need more training.
Okay.
Which comes from me.
Okay.
And they sometimes come learning practically when I'm at the shamba.
Okay.
They come learning, and some of them need me to go to their house, to their homes, to design for them so that they can also take from that practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you've talked of them demanding for a training. So do you have a feeling like you want to conduct a training at your neighborhood?
Yes.
So when do you intend to do it?
Amongst these challenges of the COVID-19, I hope to see how it can go lower so that we can do it even at the immediate time.
Okay.
When the rains are due.
Okay.
Just maybe by May, it would be a better season for the training.
Okay, so what do you think you will need to do that training?
Training, I would have maybe the basics, like having the seeds.
Okay.
Because if you take somebody to the field, you need to show how the crops are growing.
Okay.
And how to transplant and how to mulch them. Hmm?
Okay.
How to transplant, so how to manure. Hmm?
Okay.
So they at least you need the seeds first.
Okay.
I would like to make manure.
Okay.
Then when I'm training them, they will be seeing my manure and also teach them how to make their own.
Okay, so what else do you think you need to conduct that training of yours, apart from seeds?
Apart from seeds, at least more, I would like to cooperate my friends who have also learned the knowledge of permaculture, work with me together, so that they shall be so simple to do. And also, it is good to have the tools, then t-shirts for at least identification.
Okay.
For the team that is washing, then the hand washing facilities.
Okay.
As for the COVID, we also need the sanitizer, soap, then the watering cans, and the jerry cans
okay.
to make the work go easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy you've suggested something that you think can make you happy. I'll surely share this message with Steve Jones, and he will be so happy to hear what you're talking about. This is a very good initiative you've taken, and I'm grateful with what I'm seeing in your compound. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We shall come back again when the rains come and see what more improvement you've had towards those gardens you've dug, okay. and also your chicken, how it is growing and so on.
Well, thank you very
I'll
much.
Be so grateful. Thank you so much.
Come.